There could be a little smugness in South Australia this morning. Our next story deals with an issue the state grappled with 40 years ago. In New South Wales, the price of packaged beer is going up as brewers are hit with the costs of a container deposit scheme. Wine bottles are exempt, but beer brewers have started to receive invoices and some complain they're being unfairly affected. David Cody prepared this report.
Thanks for coming, Chris. This is finally you get to try my beer.
I do.
Topher Bohm from Wildflower Brewing in Sydney's Inner West has a visitor. It's Chris McNamara from the Industry Association representing independent brewers. He worries about how small businesses like this are coping with the introduction of a container deposit scheme.
Yeah. Do you think it's going to add much to your administrative costs or?
Definitely administrative. We're a really small output operation at the moment. Yeah, it's a significant amount of time that's basically wasted.
Invoices to pay for the scheme in New South Wales are being sent out to producers. It aims to reduce litter by giving people 10 cents for each container returned for recycling. But Chris McNamara thinks people don't realise it'll bring price rises of up to $4 on a carton of beer.
The consumers of New South Wales will be surprised to know that it's 3 weeks away because nobody's been told about it. The industry is sort of ready.
Well, what I'm drinking is our 2.9% table beer, mixed culture ferment.
The beer here is put in wine bottles, but wine is exempt from the scheme. That follows the decades-old model running in South Australia, and Chris McNamara has a theory on what's behind that.
I don't think you need to be a genius to understand that the wine lobby is quite powerful in South Australia. So when that was introduced, the wine lobby didn't want to see the price of their product go up.
The Environment Protection Authority says wine bottles are less likely to end up in the litter stream. Barry Buffier is the New South Wales EPA's chief executive and chairman.
We're very excited about the scheme. You know, the community are really keen to have this.
He explains how people who drink beer, cider and soft drink at home will go about getting their 10-cent deposit back.
They could take that to a collection point or a reverse vending machine, or they can continue to put it in curbside collection because curbside collection is going to be part of the container deposit scheme.
Do the consumers get that money, though, or does that go to the waste handlers?
Well, it will go to the councils and the waste handlers.
It costs manufacturers $80 per product to register for the scheme. Ashley Huntington is from the 2-metre-tall brewery in Tasmania, and he sends beer to New South Wales.
We have to register every single product in every single bottle variant that we produce. By the time we've finished as a small producer, that's going to end up something in the order of well over $3,000.
He's angry about the products excluded from the scheme.
The vast majority of liquids being sold in containers in this country are exempt. So the scheme is basically a beer, cider and soft drink tax.
Producers have 2 years to change their labelling to point out that consumers have paid a deposit.
David Cody reporting.